Yeah, I remember now that I got a little bit of an idea that you guys are talking about. I remember when I joined Verizon in 2000, which I think is about the time they launched from AirTouch, and digital was just coming into the world. There used to be maybe no more than six towers, cell towers, along 94 between Detroit and Port Huron, because the antennas were like 200 feet up in the air, maybe 300 feet up in the air. And when we went to digital, the cell phone towers now are dropped about half the distance of what they originally were, and like halfway up the mast, there are towers like they are, and they're spaced every 3 miles apart. I can see both Verizon towers from either side of my building, the one that's a half a mile down, another one that's about 2.5 miles up in Quinger. But and then power has dropped significantly, but you're talking about, you know, peaks and valleys. How radio RF has interfered. Cell phones are still having trouble in the, not just where they're working on 696 and in those tunnels, but even bouncing signals off of the concrete walls as well. So, or even downtown, you know, I don't know if some of you guys back when you were starting in GMRS, we had Vlad out there, or not Vlad, was it Vlad? And he was driving around Henry Ford Hospital, and he couldn't get a signal out, no matter what radio he had, or no matter how hard he tried. Just ping-ponging RF signals, he couldn't get out at all. So, yeah, I understand what all that's about, and just how to make it work as efficiently is what the struggle is. Over to you, Dakota.